Good morning. This trip was phenomenal. I got to be with all these guys who I miss terribly, and I got to watch them love little kids that maybe aren't loved. It's hard to know down there because there's a million kids. You don't know who belongs to who. Maybe they're dressed, maybe they're not. Maybe they're carrying scissors or matches or broken hair dryers. but these guys loved so well. And Healing Haiti is such a great organization. I wrote it down because I didn't want to say it wrong, but they break dependency through job creation. They have a sewing pod with 15 new sewing machines. They're teaching women to sew. They have a state-of-the-art computer pod. They bought a farm. They're not just, they're just loving people in the love of the Lord, and they're helping them get jobs for the future. So it's super exciting to see what is to come. And I'm just blessed that I got to be a part of it.
Hello. hi, Jarvis. oh, there they are. That was very well said, Jill. Super. Haiti is amazing. It's hard to put into words. 1 week filled with loving these people, serving the Lord, bonding with this group of people. If you're thinking about going ever, don't doubt your decision. Just go. I can't say enough about how great Healing Haiti is, how beautiful that country is, despite the things that are happening, the things that they've been through. A lot of people try to prepare you for what you're going to see on your first mission trip. This is my first mission trip, obviously first time to Haiti, and a lot of people told us we were going to be changed for the better, and you don't really know what that is going to mean until you're there, and every single day serving the Lord, and like Jill said, seeing these kids jump on you and pull on you, it's you don't even think twice about trying to love these kids. It just comes effortlessly. And the picture on the left is a conga line, and that was in City Soleil, our second day. And what you guys don't see are the kids pulling, or before the conga line, these kids were literally pulling on every single one of us. Like, our hair is being pulled, our shorts are being pulled. Like Jill said, people had blow dryers and matches. Like, it was insane. It was probably the most confusing day we were down there. But that, like, to see the joy in those kids, and like, we didn't even know, yeah, obviously we don't know these kids, but they just cling to you, and that love that they want and desire. It was so rewarding to be able to give it to them. And at least for me on this trip, this was a confirmation that in my faith, I'm where I need to be, and where I'm going is not a mistake. And so, yeah, it was just, I don't know, an amazing, amazing trip. And I encourage every single one of you to go down to Haiti.
Hi, guys. So this was not my first missions trip. This was, I would technically say, my second missions trip with Watermark. This team was amazing. I said that about the El Salvador team, and this team was super awesome. I can't say it was better. It was just as good. And I was super nervous to go to Haiti. I wasn't even nervous. I was more, like, I wasn't excited for it, and I know that's terrible to say, especially to, like, the congregation. But but I got there, and I realized that, like Ben said, my faith had gone a little bit stale. It was just, it wasn't what it used to be. My heart wasn't on fire for the Lord, and this ignited it so fast within the first day, or I guess second day. The first day was traveling, but the second day was just amazing. Seeing people in City Soleil, seeing the poverty, seeing everything, it just really reignites everything inside of you. And I encourage all of you to take a next step in doing a missions trip. Seeing poverty is just so hard. I mean, you come home completely changed. Your heart is just completely broken. And so these are my pictures. The left is on Water Truck Day, and then the one on the right is the elder visits. So these two are awesome days. You kind of get to see through each and every single one of us which day really impacted you the most. Mine was at Mother Teresa's, which we could not take pictures at. So that is the home for sick and dying babies. And I think everyone's heart broke. But it's just insane to see. I mean, you see kids here with cancer and who are sick, and that's sad. And then you see people in poverty without their parents next to them with cancer and tumors, just running around wanting to be loved. And it just hits you. It really does. So that doesn't top the elder visits. That doesn't top the water truck day. But it was just all of these little slivers of their lives you just get to be a part of. And I was completely blessed by the Haitians, and I feel like we could all say that. So, yeah, I don't know. I really encourage, if you're even thinking about it, if you're not even thinking about it and you just hear, you just see the sign-up sheet for Healing Haiti, just put your name down and just go. I mean, I didn't even really pray about it. I just went. I was like, yeah, I'm going. So pray about it, but go. I just really encourage you to go. So.
Thank you to all of you. It was an incredible trip, as you guys just heard from some of our goers. Melissa and I felt so blessed to be able to lead this trip. It was just incredible. From day one to the last day, it was just unbelievable. So proud of everyone on this stage, the way they stepped out and they served, no matter what they were asked to do, outside their comfort zone, way outside their comfort zone, they did it. They did it. Everybody stepped right out and just served as hard as they could. They loved well. As Pastor Jarvis tells us to do, they loved well down there. We were so proud of them. And thank you to all of you who helped us financially, who helped us bringing vitamins. We brought suitcases full of the vitamins and things that you guys have brought and the medication down there to City Soleil Hope Clinic. And so thank you for doing that. And just your prayers. We really felt them down there. So many of you pulled us aside before we left and said, hey, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying hard that God will do something, and we felt it down there. So thank you for your prayers. We really do appreciate that. And like the team said, you guys, if you feel that that could be your next step, talk to any person on this stage, and say, how did it affect your life? And they will give you a story, because it affected every one of us in incredible ways. So again, thanks to the team, and thanks to you for sending us. We really do appreciate it. We love you guys.
Awesome. Hey, before we have this group sit down, I just want to pray for Haiti today, because Healing Haiti's, they had their big banquet last night, and then honestly, they're going through a political uprising right now. We were there for the last 2 days, and actually our trip, our team was the last team allowed down there, which is crazy, because they're actually canceling trips down there right now because there's an uprising going on in Haiti. And so we just, let's just pray this morning for Healing Haiti organization, because it's really the help of teams going down there that helps. So we just need to pray for the people that work there. Haitians, a lot of Haitians work for them. So let's just pray this morning for them. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name, I thank you for this team that went down. And each week there's new teams that go down. And right now there's teams being canceled because of that uprising. And we just pray in Jesus' name for that country. We just pray for that nation, Lord. Lord, how there's been transformation over the last 15, 20 years, how you have done miracles in that country. But, Lord, we pray for more miracles. We pray for your hand upon them. We pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, may you bring wisdom. Lord, I just pray you be with Healing Haiti organization, that you be wisdom there, that you bring wisdom to the workers, that you bring wisdom to the leaders, how to walk this season through. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, and we just pray for open doors, Lord, as they have their hand all around the nation. We pray, Lord, for open doors to keep on happening. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, what you're doing, what you continue to do, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If you can give everybody, these guys, a hand clap, that would be awesome.